This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Kerry Andrews is the director of marketing, one of my favorite spots, Pinehurst. Now, most of the time when we talk about Pinehurst, we talk about golf on the program. We'll do a little of that, but we're going to concentrate on an upcoming food festival they've got there. It's a pleasure to welcome Kerry Andrews back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's one of my favorite spots, one of our favorite spots. Over the Labor Day weekend, and we do always talk about golf when we talk about Pinehurst, and we'll do that, but over the Labor Day weekend, you guys have Taste of the New South at the resort. Talk a little bit about how this began and what this is.
Well, John, we've always had, or for 26 years, we've had a Labor Day weekend food and wine festival. Been a great success for us, but you know, as you might imagine, after 25 years, you want to shake things up a little bit. We're a very traditional golf resort, but everybody has to make some changes now and again. So this event really is just putting a new, fresh spin on our wine festival. We're adding a lot more variety to appeal to, you know, really a greater, you know, audience. More culinary events, more authors and chefs. We're adding in a lot of microbrews and beer tastings. So, you know, there's just it's a bigger variety, a lot more interactive than our wine festival has been. And, you know, obviously we think it's appealing to golfers, but, you know, their spouses and couples and, you know, just anybody who enjoys food, beer, and wine, which I think is pretty much 100% of the population, right?
Yeah, I think that's about everybody. If you can, talk a little bit about some of the chefs that'll be there.
Well, we've got a good variety, actually. We have everything from the healthy to the decadent, I guess I might say. So we have author Mark Essig, whose book is A Snout to Tail History of the Humble Pig. Mm. So obviously that's exploring, you know, pork and barbecue, which is, of course, a southern delicacy. And then we have Lisa Leek, whose cookbook right now is 100 Days of Real Food. So she's exploring, you know, the idea of, you know, non-processed foods and how that can change your life. So we have, you know, in terms of the chefs and authors, we have a little bit of everything. We have some regional chefs, the head chef for Tupelo Honey Cafe, which is become originally out of Asheville, but they've recently opened restaurants in Raleigh and I think one other major market. So they're just a real up-and-coming restaurant chain. And so we've kind of mixed it up. We're going to have three events every day during the afternoon, one culinary event, one beer tasting event, and then a wine seminar or wine tasting event. So all of those three choices will be available at the same time for guests to choose from.
Let's pare that down a little bit even more, Kerry. Hypothetically, you don't work there. You're coming to the event. You've been a part of scheduling the event. It begins Friday evening. Tell me how you would approach the event. Tell me what you would do if you were a guest at the resort going to the event.
Well, if I were a guest, in terms of my experience, you arrive on Friday evening. We have a Taste of the New South welcome reception, which is, you know, kind of a way to kick off the evening at 5 o'clock. You're going to be sampling about 24 wines and craft beers, some tasty southern appetizers. And we're also going to debut our Pinehurst Brew, which was specifically brewed for this event by Asheville-based Highland Brewing Company. Then you're going to go from there to what is the historic Fair Barn in Pinehurst by shuttle, about a half a mile from the Carolina, which everything is pretty much within a half a mile of the Carolina around here. So you'll be in the Fair Barn. It's an event where we're going to have oysters from several different varieties of oysters, all from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Dan Lewis, who's an oyster educator from Coastal Provisions, will be shucking and giving you cooking tips. You're going to have a bluegrass band, Fireside Collective. You're going to go from that event to a sinfully southern dessert bar over at the Carolina. On Saturday, we're going to have a sip and stroll historic walking tour through the village of Pinehurst. So you'll get to enjoy Beer Mary's on your walking tour while learning the fascinating history of Pinehurst, which is pretty fun. We want to get people out and about, you know, in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have a southern-influenced brunch on Saturday. And, of course, we're going to have a traditional southern tailgate because it is the start of the college football season that Saturday.
Great idea.
So, yeah, we thought that would be fun. You know, what's more southern than a tailgate? So we're going to have that outside the Carolina Hotel with all the game fare, and we're gonna jazz it up, you know, a little bit more than fried chicken and hot dogs. But we'll have some big TV showing the game, so we're hoping that the men, at least, who come, don't stay there for the entire afternoon. So, but after the tailgate lunch, we're gonna have wine seminars and a few beer seminars before our gala dinner that Saturday night. And then, you know, kind of the fun continues on Sunday with some more events and activities.
We are talking with Carrie Andrews from Pinehurst about the upcoming Taste of the New South event. You talked about the guys hanging around for the football games. If you can put your fork down long enough, you can play golf, can't you?
Well, you know, we do understand, John, who our core audience is. So, absolutely, you know, you may want to skip a couple of the wine seminars to go and get in 18 holes on any of the 9 courses. We do have a package that includes a round of golf, and we also have, you know, a package that is just attending, you know, for attending the event. So we definitely want to encourage people to get in golf while they can.
And you can find all of this on the website pinehurst.com, correct?
Absolutely. It's you can go to pinehurst.com. Or we do have a specific URL, tasteofthenewsouth.com.
Okay.
Where you can find all the event information and package prices and options and actually book directly from there if you'd like.
Tell me about Brews at Thistledew.
Oh, that's a fun one. So a few years ago, we opened Thistledew, which is our 18-hole putting course, kind of designed based on the course in St. Andrews. And, you know, the funny story is that Thistledew was actually the original, the first miniature putting course in, I think, that's ever been created. And it was at a home here in Pinehurst that was owned by a steamship magnate, and he called it Thistledew. I guess when it was built, he told the designer Thistledew, and so
there you go.
There goes the name. So we created that outside the clubhouse, adjacent to our practice areas, a couple of years ago. So we wanted to get people out to experience that, and so we're going to have a putting contest. It's a putting contest / beer tasting. So that should be fun and interesting. Add a little twist to the competition, and that one is going to be on Sunday afternoon.
So there are events Friday night. There are events all day Saturday. Actually, it sounds like Friday night goes for a while. And
Friday night, yeah, it does, actually. There's a lot packed in for about, you know, from 5 to 11.
And all day Saturday and through Sunday. Taste of the New South at Pinehurst Resort. As Carrie mentioned, find out more on the website, pinehurst.com, and tasteofthenewsouth.com. How much are you looking forward to this?
Oh, we've been planning this all summer. We're very excited. It's, like I said, it'll allow you to enjoy everything that's great about the South and everything that's great about Pinehurst. Really something for everybody. So really looking forward to it. Encourage everybody to come or go to tastethenewsouth.com and find out more.
Carrie, thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.